Great mixing.
Is that
Bill.
Impressive?
You should be like a DJ mixing.
I'd love to do that.
Hi, everybody. This is me, Bill, and that's her, Wendy.
Hello.
And this is a new adventure for all of us. It's Stream Radio.
Is that what we're calling it?
Yeah.
Stream
well,
Radio?
I don't know what they call it. I just know that it hasn't been perfected yet. It's very dangerous. So please, if you're listening at home, be safe. Make sure you're grounded.
Put some safety goggles on while listening.
Wear safety goggles, certainly. We can't stress that enough. But for the next hour, Wendy and I will be giving you the bonus hour of our show, and we hope you enjoy it. And you had a great idea. We don't know who's out there. This is very new to us, so we would love to take your calls. 312-235-2525 is the secret stream number.
That is the secret stream number to our little playhouse we have here.
Yeah. Now, Ben, one of the engineers here, Ben Cortez, told us that we would each need, and I don't know if this is true or not, but to broadcast on here, you and I would each need to have a CB handle. Is that true? I think you might have been messing with us.
Yeah, I don't think so. This is beyond CB, Bill.
Oh, I thought this was only for CB.
Nope.
Oh, I didn't know that. Okay.
Beyond ham radio.
All right. Then I won't ask what your 20 is.
20 is my location, so I would say Studio A is my 20.
Oh, all right.
And Facebook Live. We are Facebook Living just for the heck of it.
Yep.
Just to show people really nothing that's going on right now.
We're also on closed-circuit television. If you're in the WGN Tribune Tower, you can watch us on Channel 9.
All right. Jim Holland is standing behind us, one of the engineers extraordinaire. Is there anything I should know? Or we're just doing it.
There's a
we'll
lot
talk
of
later. We can talk now. We got an hour to fill.
It's almost like the early moon launches with all the engineers just running around looking at screens and holding up their hands as if to say, we tried, we did our best. We hoped for more, but we were hoping that this came off. So we'll see what happens.
And, you know, it's funny because I would tell people how to get here, but if they're here, they got here.
Right.
We should tell people on the first half of our show from 10 to noon how to do it.
Right.
I got it. You know what? I'm going to try and get it on the app so I can explain.
Are you
going to
listen in yourself?
Yeah, I wonder how we sign. I got to tell you that I'm worried that perhaps we're not on the stream right now because there's a flurry of activity and people aren't smiling.
Oh. How do you know that?
I don't know that.
You mean people behind the scenes here?
Yeah. I just kind of have a feeling there might be a small mishap going on.
All right. Let's prove Wendy wrong. If you can hear us, if you are like us on the stream and listening, 235-2525. Dial 312 first. 312-235-2525. We would love to hear from you.
And Kevin, are you just going to talk to the listeners or can we do it? We have some technical issues, so Kevin.
Coaching somebody through how to get onto the stream here.
Oh, yeah, everybody's calling, and they're. Should we just take some random calls?
Yeah.
That'll be fun. You don't need to screen them.
That's fine.
This is dangerous.
We're acrobatics without a net.
Let me find out where the delay button is.
I have one on my end.
That's personal.
See, we wouldn't have been able to say that on regular radio. The FCC would have closed us down.
All right. Well, here we got Matt. We can talk to. Hi, Matt. You're the very first caller ever in the whole streaming thing.
In the Streamiverse.
Woo! And it has begun, the Bill and Wendy Uncensored Podcast.
Yep. Just like we dreamed.
What people are expecting, but it's not really going to be that uncensored.
We're thinking, Matt, we're thinking dirty thoughts. We just won't say them out loud.
Well, I'll take it.
All right, that's fine.
Can I ask you how you found us? Are you listening on the app? Are you listening on a tablet, on your computer?
Actually, to be quite honest, I'm the fellow who called on Friday. Wish you all love and best wishes.
Sure.
And I'm driving, and I don't have unlimited data. So I just called the number, figured I'd get through, listen to the first opening minutes of the show while I was on hold, and I'm not going to be able to listen until I'm back in my office.
All right. So that works.
But, you guys so far are doing great. Bill, this is top-notch. Wendy, you're doing awesome.
We haven't done anything yet, but thank you. Matt, we appreciate that. You're driving well today.
Yeah. Yes, I'm an Uber driver, so I have to make my money.
Could you drive us from our studio that's downstairs to our studio that's up here on 7? Because it was a pretty dangerous 40 seconds. Is there some way we can arrange that in the future, Matt, for you to drive us, Uber us up here to 7?
Definitely.
All right.
Let me get my golf cart.
All right, good.
Or my moped. And I'll just drive it right in and drive it right out.
All right, you
well,
got it.
Matt, we appreciate you calling. We feel like we should give you something since you're the first caller of this whole Streamiverse. Is that what you called it?
Yeah.
So,
okay.
Why don't you hang on a second and we'll figure out what we're going to give you.
Thank you.
All right, thanks, Matt.
I don't want to offer a payback as a Wendy shirt because really no one should want those.
People do want them, though. I can't tell you. Everywhere I go, people are like, the what? And then I tell them, and then they're like, oh, yeah, I'll take one.
Matt, do you want a T-shirt?
Yeah.
See?
That seems coerced.
Yeah.
All right, we'll figure it out.
All right, well, hang out. Hang on one second. Can we talk to Linda?
I would love to talk to Linda.
Linda, you have found us. Bill and Wendy, WGN, we're on WGN Plus. Where are you listening from?
Well, hi, kids.
Hi, Linda.
I'm in Naples, Florida.
That's impressive.
And I am a Chicagoan, born and bred from Riverside to St. Charles. And I moved to Indiana for a couple years and found you streaming. And then I stream you guys every day down in Naples, Florida. I love you, too. You kill me every day.
Well, thank
this
you.
This is the only stream in Florida that doesn't have alligators in it.
Oh, no, we actually do have an alligator here at the gated community.
Do you?
And everyone's out watching Clyde every day.
Mm-hmm. Clyde the alligator.
He's a guard alligator, isn't
Clyde
he?
Clyde the alligator. You know what? You would think people had never seen an alligator before. Binoculars, the news has been out. They're older, so it's kind of interesting.
Sure.
Interesting folks. But I have to tell you, I wish you guys the very best on your new venture. I'm going to miss you on WLS, and I'm calling on a phone, but I need to figure out how to find you. I did WGN Plus, mm-hmm. and you're not on there.
Oh, gosh.
That's a bad sign.
Yeah, I thought
all right.
you were going to be on there. I found Jacobson. I found the Mincing Rascals, Amy Guth. I found everybody, but you guys aren't on WGN Plus app.
It's weird that they have Amy Jacobson on since she's on another channel.
No, Walter Jacobson.
No, Walter.
Okay, well, now, are you on the, you said you're on the app, Linda?
Yes.
Okay, because you should be able to, Kevin, are things malfunctioning? Is that what's going on?
I think she's a little confused. We're not actually on WGN Plus. It's if you just go to WGNradio.com, then hit listen, and then you're going to want the bonus content on that. You don't go to WGNplus.com.
Bonus content.
Yeah.
I got you. Bonus content. Oh, no wonder. I saw that and went right past it.
Oh.
I'm a teacher of 35 years. You'd think I could figure this stuff
don't
out.
Don't worry.
But it's the technology part that I look at and go, should I touch that? Shouldn't I touch that? And that's always the question in my life.
You're dirty.
You know what? I've been around kids my entire life. I deserve to be a little racy when I want to be.
You can be.
That's why we're on the stream, Linda.
Absolutely, kids. Listen, my very best to you. I love you both, and you keep up the good work. Just
thanks, Linda. Appreciate it. Have
Take
a great
care,
week.
Guys.
Thank
right.
you, Linda. Can we do one more?
Do one more.
I think we could do whatever we want here. This is Janine. Hi, Janine.
Hey, you guys. I'm glad I finally found you. It did take a little bit because you aren't on the WGN Plus, and then I pressed that little icon, you know, on the regular WGN app.
The That's icon, by the way, is Rokan's younger brother. We thank him for his service.
But anyway, I'm glad I finally figured it out because it is a little bit tricky.
All right, do you want to explain it to people? You're on the WGN radio app.
Right, and then there's a play button in the middle, but to the left of that is like a little dot with two parentheses around it.
Oh.
Like, and you press that.
Are you doing it now, Wendy?
Yes.
Bonus coverage.
That's exactly what's going on. You open up the app, and at the very bottom, there is a little, like, play button. You want to go to the left of that play button, and when you hit that, it says WGN Plus bonus audio.
Mm-hmm.
And you click on that stream, and I could listen right now if I wanted to.
Oh, listen in. See what it's like.
I'll let you know how they are.
All right.
Yeah, and that's how I found you.
Well, awesome. We're glad you did, Janine.
You got it. I'm excited to be able to hear you guys for that extra bit.
Thanks, Janine. We appreciate it. Have a great week.
You too. Bye.
Bye. All right.
This is going to be really easy.
It's working.
And can I tell you, we have way more time than anticipated. We were like two good little kids running right up here.
Mm-hmm.
There is a little window where we don't have to rush right up here.
Now, normally there's going to be news at the top of the hour, like at noon, but I don't know that that happened today, right?
Yeah, it did.
Oh, they did do news?
I don't know that
Judy's out of town.
Well, no. Judy is going to...
Isn't Judy supposed to do noon news?
No, it's whoever's doing it downstairs.
Oh, all right.
And then
so
it
Ryan
breaks
Burra.
Off after the newscast.
Oh,
and then Kim Gordon is going to be doing our news today because Judy Pilak is in Mexico.
Right. Well, that'll be nice.
Although I don't know which microphone you're on, Kim. Is there a number on it, on the side of it? Is it 5? Is it 6?
No idea. Well, I think which
number 3.
Yeah. All right.
What's that?
All right. Talk into the microphone, Kim.
Hello, everybody.
Yeah, that works.
That sounds good.
So that's number 3. All right. We're figuring this out.
It'll be easy. A couple months from now, this will be nothing.
Right now, it's nothing. If you want to know the truth.
Bigger than nothing. It's going to be so big.
Right.
All right. Somebody wants to know the number to text us. You can't. You have to use the old number to text us. The new number to call us, though, is 312-235-2525.
Wait. So if they text us, will this be the same text line that Steve uses downstairs then?
Yeah, because I have that set up. So what's the number to text B&W? Well, Steve Bertrand is reading that, too.
Oh.
I'm going to text something in there going, Bertrand, you stink.
Do that.
Listen to us.
Get in Steve Bertrand's head. Go ahead.
We'll have to do that. So now we take a break, and then we come back and do news. Isn't it too early to take a break?
I don't know. Kevin, is it?
He said take a break.
We've worked very hard.
By tomorrow, this will be exactly the same.
No one will be charged for today's show, right? This is free while we figure things out. Starting tomorrow, the charges will start.
We have to pay them starting tomorrow.
It's your dress rehearsal.
Right. It is our dress rehearsal.
It's just a dress rehearsal. All right. So we're back in a little bit. Stick around. It's Bill and Wendy on the stream on WGN.
I think we're going to end up liking this, Bill.
This isn't bad.
Does it feel okay?
Yeah. It's, it just takes a little bit of an adjustment.
Can I stop rocking you now?
Yeah, I'm all right now.
It's like a colicky baby.
Where'd you find a pacifier? That was amazing. You just had one.
One of those lollipop ones?
Yeah.
Yes.
She said, do you want your nano? And I said, I don't know what a nano is, but I'll try a nano. And it turned out to be a pacifier. Thank you, Wendy. That was kind of you.
Is that what you called your...
No.
A lot of people said binky. My mom said a pipe. Where's my pipe? My pipe.
I heard a pathy.
That sounds scientific almost. I'm trying to remember. Reese never used one. I can't remember what Kylie called hers.
A thumb?
No. Actually, Reese did suck her thumb.
My middle son sucked his thumb and put one finger up his nose.
Oh.
So it was a lovely look. He would walk around with one finger in his nostril and the other in his mouth.
Kylie called it her Dutchie for some reason.
Has
and then we got
the Dutchie on
sued
the
by
left
Harry
hand
Carey's hand widow, so we had to stop calling it that.
Yeah, I had a pipe, which is why I believe that's why I started smoking, because my mom gave me a pacifier and called it a pipe.
Right.
So then I started with one of those Sherlock Holmes pipes when I was old enough.
That's a good look for
you
a...
You wanted bubble pipes, too? Do you remember those?
I did. Those were fun.
Those were great.
It was very fun. Can we take one call before news?
Yes.
Terry is calling, and I believe he is from another state. A state of confusion like we're in, Terry?
No, I'm in Illinois. This is just a work phone. I'm in Illinois. I wanted to be one of the first callers. And actually, Illinois is a state of confusion.
it is, isn't it?
I want to be one of the first callers, and I think this is going to work. It'll be okay.
It'll be fine, Terry.
So Bill, maybe you could do like a dirty version of WGN Jeopardy, maybe, you know?
We could.
That you can, you know. And the other thing, the real reason I called is, my company's office is in Madison, Wisconsin,
mm-hmm.
and up there they have a company called it's some plumbing company, but their spokesman is Action Man.
Oh,
he has these big billboards everywhere. He looks exactly like you, only he's not wearing a baseball cap.
He does.
I'm wondering if you're Action Man.
Well,
every time I chuckle. You can Google it, and you can see. It's Bill without a baseball cap.
Weren't you Conduit Charlie or Captain Conduit?
I was Captain Conduit.
So this would be a perfect spinoff for you.
I think you're Action Man. Google it. It looks
exactly. I'm going to take a quick look. Hold on. And this is where in Wisconsin, Terry?
Madison.
In Madison, Wisconsin? Hold on. I'm going to...
Action Man.
I will tell you in a second. I'm almost sure it's not me because they'd have to ask my permission to do that.
Well, you never know.
All right. I'm looking at pictures of it. It does. It looks just like me. But it's not me.
Photoshop a baseball cap in, and it's you.
It does look exactly like me.
I laugh out loud every time I drive by one of them. They have billboards everywhere. I laugh all the time every time I drive by.
What a handsome man Action Man is.
Oh, please.
But he, he has stolen my face because it's not me, but it does look like me.
Looks just like you.
Yeah. Well, thank you very much, Siri, for alerting me to this.
Absolutely. Well, good luck with the new gig or new weird whatever, the new changes. Good
yeah. All right.
I'll
well,
be listening.
Thank you. Bye, Terry.
Okay,
all right. We have more people who want to talk to us, but shall we do some news first? Because
yeah.
Tim Gordon is hanging out. We're so glad you're here.
I'm happy to hang. It's fun.
Oh, you can hang for the whole rest of the afternoon
okay.
if you don't have anything else to do.
Well, I have to, you know, do row show for Judy, but other than that, I'll hang.
Ah, blow that off.
Yeah, they're in Mexico.
That's old,
who cares?
That's old kind of radio.
Right.
This is the future.
Is
wait
is
a minute.
Way cooler.
The
Judy's not going to do news from Mexico?
Nope.
Okay, that doesn't... You know, Bill, you and I have gone to various locations.
You guys need a trip.
Yep, I think you're
we
right,
do,
Tim.
We do, but we've been to different places, not together,
right.
and together,
yeah.
and the news person does the news, the hosts
always.
Do the hosting,
right.
and they do it for a full week.
Right.
Rowan, yeah. Anna, and Judy...
Kevin's doing sports, but Violetta's not doing traffic, Judy's not doing news.
How about that? How about that?
They worked out a pretty great deal for themselves.
Well, Judy always has what she calls the cocoa butter clause, and I don't know what that means, but now I'm starting to think.
I'm concerned about her inebriation.
Yeah,
levels.
Well, rightfully so. Rightfully so.
She can't hold it together for
5 minutes.
Yeah.
It's the same concern they have when she's here in Chicago,
right,
but it's magnified because she's out of state, out of country.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It's so nice having Kim Gordon in here in the flesh.
She's
so
a true
fun.
Professional. You're a true
so
professional,
fun.
Kim,
it's
which
like
we
our
needed.
Clubhouse.
You know, Kim said something interesting during the break there, is that people, because we're on the stream for this hour, expect and almost want us to do or say something dirty. Can I get it out of the way really quick? Can I say something? Bottom. There, I said it. So now I hope you're all happy.
That's
so I wouldn't have said that on regular radio.
I thought you were going to say, like, Wendy fell in the mud.
No. Although, that's good.
Oh, that's yeah, that
good
would
for
be
the
dirty.
Future. Very dirty.
I can do my own dirty.
All
and
right.
I'm not doing it on a microphone.
No.
Although
I would get nervous, because then when if you get too loosey-goosey up here about it, then you go downstairs and
oh,
you forget, you know?
Yeah.
You got to stay consistent.
Yep.
I might be a lot like Beverly Goldberg from the Goldbergs, who swears a lot on that show, that
mm-hmm.
comedy. And, my husband explained it best to the kids when they say, why does mommy swear so much? Wasn't that a book? Why does mommy swear so much?
the least rented book in the Chicago right. Public Library system. Yes.
Give a mom a curse word.
and Jim says to the kids, you know what? She's been on the radio for 30 years. She can keep it together when she's in front of a microphone. So when she's not around a microphone... She's been holding back, so sometimes they fly a little more frequently.
Sure.
So whenever there's a microphone in front of me, I do not swear.
Right.
It's like your lock, you know?
It is.
It's amazing. I can't believe it's like a switch that turns on and off.
I'm a professional broadcaster.
I think you are a professional broadcaster. We can all learn from you.
And you told everyone... may as well say it on the stream that I swear more than anyone you've ever met, which is totally
more than everyone I know put together.
That's just,
really you've never met
true.
My dad or my sister.
Yeah,
I've
see,
never met your dad
true.
Or your sister, but every once in a while, Wendy just has a streak where I'll go, wow, I didn't know you could fit that many swear words into a sentence. It's amazing.
All right, Todd Manley, our boss, is in here. What number microphone do you have? Could you look on the
I'm
side?
Not sure.
This is
oh,
5.
You're on.
Am I on?
Yeah.
Okay.
All right, look at that.
This
I
is our Bill and Wendy Lunch Club, and I just thought I would come in and we talked about maybe
having lunch.
Really
well, that was so nice of you.
Oh, no, you were just hanging out to listen?
Well, no, it's cool. I first walked in because I wanted to see Bill's panic button, but...
Wait in line.
Can I tell you what I want this to be?
What's that?
Our little stream here. You know how there was always somebody's basement that all the kids hung out at? It was never mine.
Sure.
It was my girlfriend, Sue.
Yeah.
She had a foosball table and great stereo. I want to be like that basement that everybody hangs out at.
Can we call this Sue's basement, Todd? Are you okay with that?
No, we don't need to
do that. Can we have a foosball table, please?
You know, that's the only thing we haven't called it so far.
But, you know, if people are walking by, they should be able to come in just
sure,
like Todd did.
Absolutely.
Cool. I have to say, this is a first for me to actually be sitting in the same room with you guys, be on the air with Todd.
Isn't
this
it
is
exciting?
Really cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, we talked about doing the Bill and Wendy 15 Minutes of Fame thing, so we'll have to vet that out. And, you know, we're going to set up an email address for people to write to you. And,
can we explain that a little bit?
Yeah, for absolutely.
Right. So we all kind of pooled our resources and came up with this idea called 15 Minutes of Fame, where every week or every other week or something, a listener comes up and just spends 15 minutes with us on the air.
We
and
get
we get to
know them.
Yeah.
Yeah,
we like that.
Schmooze fest.
It'll be a schmooze fest, is what it is.
Well,
yeah.
We're trying to get more listeners, so we figure if we get one at a time, ultimately,
then
we'll
their
have...
family will tune in and their friends.
That's
yeah,
it.
There you go.
See, she gets it.
And already the calls are coming in. I was, you know, I went across the street to get our lunch, mm-hmm. and I'm listening on my phone. You know. Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm listening on my phone, and people are calling in. It's
good.
Cool. It's awesome.
I will explain, and our last caller explained to us, if you go to the WGN app, which just download it, it doesn't take that much space on your phone, you will find at the very bottom, it'll say press play to listen, and there's a little play button. It's an arrow in a circle. But if you look to the left of that arrow in a circle, it looks like, it's like a dot with, parentheses around it.
Mm-hmm.
You click on that, and then you go to WGN Plus, bonus audio from WGN, and boom, we're there.
All right. It's very easy.
In fact, can we talk to Chuck real quickly?
I would love to talk to Chuck.
Hi, Chuck. What's up, Chuck? It's fun to say, isn't it?
You know a rhyme
I've never
Chuck?
Heard that before.
Yeah, I know. I'm original. What's up?
Yeah, okay. Yeah, I'm listening to you on Alexa.
Now, what did you say to her?
I said, play WGN Extra.
And that's all it took, Chuck? WGN. And all of a sudden you're in?
Yeah, oh, it's WGN Extra from TuneIn, I think.
Oh.
Yeah, well, I read it on the WGN Plus app.
It's pretty easy. You can also say, listen to Bill and Wendy, and then boom, it'll pop up.
Really? I'll have to try that.
Yeah, you have to throw in TuneIn on that.
You do?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yep. Because TuneIn, and in fact, if you use the TuneIn app, you know, and we don't care where people come to the party. It's like,
right.
You know, yeah, drive it whatever car you want, whether it's our app or the TuneIn app. If you search you guys on TuneIn, it'll bring the stream right up.
Oh, it does.
Yeah.
Chuck, have you been listening to our news too on Alexa?
Yes. Well, the Alexa is really nice because I don't have to use my fingers or anything. All I have to do is just talk.
Oh. All right.
I don't have to.
Has that been a trouble
anything.
In the past? I don't know what your history is, Chuck, but whatever's easiest.
Well, it is easy.
Right.
You're super lazy?
Lazy, that's all. Yeah.
Well, thanks, Chuck. We're glad you found us. It seemed pretty easy, and that's what we were hoping for, so thanks so much.
Okay. Oh, thank you.
Wendy, I'm looking at the calls. We've got two listeners that are listening to us on their Krupp's coffee machines. I didn't think that was possible.
All right, John wants to talk to us. John, you were late to the party today.
I was. I tried really hard to be the number one caller. I really wanted it.
For what reason? Just to for bragging rights?
Medal of Honor.
Bragging rights, of course. Mm-hmm. Yeah, Medal of Honor. I'm assuming you guys hand those things out. I don't know. Hey, listen, I had a couple things I'm going to talk about. But
hey, hang on one second. Hang on one second. Hey, Kevin, just for safety purposes, where's the delay button?
I have one on my side.
I'm not leaving you in charge.
I think I got it here. I'm not sure how this works.
Okay. John, back to you.
Well, that's interesting you should say that because when you mentioned swearing on the radio and people thought the stream would be a little more, let's say, salty. Perhaps,
yes. Yes.
You know, I was a big fan of Howard Stern. Listened to him for, I bet, 12 years, a loyal, dedicated Howard Stern fan. And what was so entertaining about Stern was that he had to dance around the language.
I totally 100% agree to that.
It was so entertaining. Then when he went to whatever he went to, Sirius or whatever.
Sirius, yes.
XM. Oh, yeah, Sirius. It wasn't funny anymore. I honestly stopped listening. I hadn't listened to him since. And have no desire to even. And but the whole, you know, like I said, the innuendo and the double entendre and everything else that goes into dancing around what he wants to say, the graphic language he wants to use, was really what made it entertaining. So you don't need to go there. You can still be funny without it.
So true.
Can I just tell you something? I have a very dirty mouth off the air. I don't know what you have made people think, Bill, but ever since we said we were coming on the stream, you're like, oh, yeah, we can go full-blown Wendy.
Right.
I am not going to do it.
No. Well, look what happened here at GN with Max Armstrong. That guy started swearing on the air, and it was the beginning of the end for that guy with his potty
mouth.
You
know, I have a teenage daughter. She's got a saltiest mouth.
Really?
And she's constantly dropping GDs and everything. And I go, whoa, ease up on that.
Yeah.
And she's like, I learned it from you. Yeah, but I'll say it in front of your teachers, okay?
Well, John,
there's a time and a place.
Sure. John, we're glad you found us and that you're listening. Thank you so much.
Yeah, oh, and also, I'm the guy who called in the last week to ask what the direct stream was for your show.
Oh, right, right, right.
I pasted that into my personal player, and that's how I get you. And I want to be, if I may, in the running for your listener of the 15 Minutes of Fame listener.
We'll get an email address together, and we'll figure that out. So keep listening to the bonus hour, the stream only, and we'll tell you how to participate in 15 Minutes of Fame. All right?
Yeah, you guys, you know what? You're really sincerely funny. It's not a shtick or anything. You guys are really funny. I really enjoy it.
Thank you, John.
Thanks,
you have great
John.
Taste.
Okay. Bye, guys.
Don't you think he does? I think he
does.
You
have a shtick. I do not.
I don't have a shtick.
You do.
I do not have a shtick.
You're the guy.
I'm shtickless.
Oh, my God, Nancy, are you listening to this?
I am. I'm so excited, actually, because I never really liked the business lunch.
Oh, oh no. Oh,
Bertrand is our friend Steve.
I'm so excited now. I'm hearing 12-1. I can listen to Bill and Wendy.
Oh, you don't like Elise Glink. You don't like the Innu Boys. Come on.
You know.
I just think you guys are a lot more entertaining.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Well, it's weird because we're going to start doing business reports on this. Are you cool with that?
Max Armstrong's coming back on his tractor.
Dirty Max Armstrong.
Swear to the Max. That's what we call it. I'm sorry.
We've only been back to Illinois for about less than a month.
Yeah.
And the 6.5 years I was in South Carolina, I listened to you guys still every single day.
Oh,
I'm tired.
That is so nice of you, Nancy. Thank you for doing that. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
Welcome to the party.
Can I ask one favor?
Mm-hmm.
Can I get a Wendy shirt?
Yeah, I think we can pull that off, sure.
Don't pull off my shirt.
That's not what I meant. You always seem amazed when people want these. But, yeah, you can absolutely have a Payback as a Wendy shirt. Hold on, and Kevin will get your information. Okay, Nancy?
Thank you so much.
You're welcome.
You guys will do great.
Thank you. Very
Thank
nice
you
of you.
Thank you so much.
Bye.
All right, there are just people. Oh, no.
What's wrong?
This is a call that I think we should love. Hi, Tom. What are you doing at exactly the same time?
Well, I wanted to be the first one to admit to listening to you on my computer while I'm trying to work, and Steve Bertrand's on my radio in my right ear.
Oh,
look at that.
You're the most
loyal listening.
You are the most loyal WGN listener in history.
Yeah, I was torn because I love you guys and I love Steve, and I can do both. Now, I'm not getting a lot of work done right now.
Overrated.
I think so. But I have to say it was a little confusing at first, but, you know, right now it's like you're in a sports bar with a bunch of TVs
it's
going
probably
on.
Probably the first time
it's
in history that's happened.
I think it might be, yeah.
Oh, my gosh. Wow. Well, I just want to let you know, it did take me a little bit of time to figure out it wasn't that hard for...
Well, how'd you figure it out? How are you listening? Via computer?
Well, just via computer. I got back on the website, and it changed after the top of the hour, at least it appeared to. And I just said, listen to Bill and Wendy. So, well, okay, let's try that. And then it worked fine. So I'm somewhat challenged when it comes to technology. So if I can figure it out, I think most people should be able to.
Tom, we're glad that you did. And we're thrilled that you're listening.
You.
And I'm sure Steve is, too. But he's dead to me, so I don't care.
Sad because it's a little bit sad, but yeah. So.
All right. Thank you so much, Tom.
Thanks, Tom.
Oops, sorry. I had a fast finger there. I was quick on the trigger. Hi, Helen.
Hey, Wendy. I'm so excited. I'm talking to you. It's Bill and Wendy. Oh, I wanted to say I was telling Kevin, I think it was Kevin.
Yeah.
That I Googled you.
Oh, you did?
I know, I felt it.
Wendy.
Apps and stuff.
Yeah.
So I just Googled Bill and Wendy. You popped up, and it said listen live, and I listened to it. I listened to the stream or something like that, and it was highlighted, and I, you know, touched it, and you popped up.
I hope somebody tuned in just to hear that.
I hope Nick DiGilio is somewhere getting all this for out of context.
Helen, it was very simple, right? There was nothing challenging about it, right?
Oh, yeah.
You can do that every day.
I'm not a computer, you know, I'm not into that high-tech stuff. I mean, I'm 67 years old, and, you know, my son is an IT tech, and he helps me, you know, and it was like, well, I can do this on my own. I don't need to call my son and ask him how to do this.
And you did it.
And I was listening to you. So I just said, I'm going to Google, see what I get.
It's amazing what you can find when you Google. I replaced my toilet by Googling how do you replace a toilet, and you just follow the videos.
And don't you feel so good when you accomplish it on your own? You don't have to ask somebody. It's great.
It was so exciting to hear the two of you, so I'm going to listen to you every day now.
We hope so. Thanks, Helen.
We are proud of you, Helen.
Thanks, and it's great. I love you, too.
Thank
you.
You're so nice.
Long
Thanks,
time
Helen.
Listener. Long time. Bill, I used to listen to you when you were on nights. And
oh, you did?
I used to listen to you when you did the traffic on WGN. I mean, WLS.
Right, and I used to listen to Bill on my way in, so see, it's coming full circle.
Yes, it is. Good luck.
Thank you, Helen.
You'll do fine.
That's so nice
of
you.
Thanks, Helen.
Okay, bye.
Well, this has been nice. I mean,
you expressed a lot of worry, so everybody's calling to calm your fears.
It was uncharted territory.
It's
Nobody
angst.
Knew. It is. That's exactly what it is. It's angst and bacon.
And now it's over.
My favorite breakfast. Yeah. Now, yeah.
I know. Look at how quickly that went, Joe. We have time for your call.
My 15 minutes of fame is up. I have to go to Alexa.
Hi, Joe.
Hello.
What do you, Joe? Was this an easy process for you to get here?
By the way.
Fine. I'll see you guys tomorrow.
Thanks, Kim.
Well, no problem.
This was easy?
I love listening to you guys.
Thank you, Joe.
Yeah, it was easy. I mean, I have Vista Windows on my computer, and it's unsupported by any type of protection, and I still was able to get through.
Oh.
I hope we're not giving you a virus right now.
Probably.
That would be Bill's fault.
Are you experiencing any of the...
you didn't get
your
shots.
Look in a mirror. Do you look like James Spader?
Yes, I do.
Uh-oh, you're getting a virus. You're getting the Wendy virus.
No, I love listening to you guys. It's hard to find people like you, you know, who make you laugh.
Who aren't locked
everything
up.
So, yeah, exactly.
Well,
so political now and so angry.
We're trying to have fun, Joe.
Yeah, it works. And based on the previous callers, you can tell that a lot of people love you guys.
Well, those were all family members. You're the first non-family member who we've taken.
So it means a lot more.
They're all union members?
Yes, every one of them were. Well, Joe, that's so nice of you. We really appreciate it. We're thrilled you found us and that you're going to continue to listen. That means the world to us.
Yes, I will.
All right. Thank you, Joe.
Have a good day.
All right. Take care.
We're almost done.
I'm sorry that I was afraid because I really didn't know what to expect from this. But now it's everyone seems friendly.
What did you expect, Jim?
I don't know.
Jim, show the friendliness
Pirates.
To Bill, will you?
Hello.
Hi,
Jim.
How are you, Jim?
Hey, you're coming in clear up at Evanston. It's getting all the way up here. Brilliant.
Oh, good. Are you at my house? Where are you? I'm scared. I know Bill's on the stream. I'll just rob his house.
Alexa, open Bill's door.
Proud of you guys because figured it out on the phone first and then on the laptop. So I wanted to be the first one that you had to say, turn down your laptop because it's pretty cool. This is not radio. But and we're getting you on a lava lamp and a space heater.
Oh, kick. I love it.
What's better than that?
I have to say one fun thing we're going to do. We have a cousin. She's 99 years old, sharp as a tack. Her dad was the promotion guy for Colonel McCormick 100 years ago, whatever, 90 years ago. And they wanted to start a radio station because McCormick had told his mother he didn't think there was much money in radio, but it was sure fascinating to him. So they put it on the air. And Jim, Uncle Jim, had to go and buy the call letters, WGN, off of like an iron ore ship that was based out of Cleveland to get those call letters.
Wow. So
we will take a iPhone up to her tomorrow and let her be the first on her block to be listening to you on a phone.
That's
outstanding.
It.
It's a great story.
Yeah. You know it, Todd,
yeah,
don't you?
Colonel McCormick wrote this note to his mom, and he goes, "It's the most amazing thing. This little box picks sounds from the air." And he was talking
it was
about
also
that
new.
Is so cool. Yeah.
Wow.
Our boss, Todd Manley, is here making sure we don't swear during this hour. So what a great story.
Pure Chicago media history you're making. Congratulations, Todd and Bill Wendy. This is amazing. Very good.
Thank you.
Awesome. Thank you so much. Have a great day. We hope you'll keep listening.
You bet. Every day. I even called in well today. Skipped work for them.
You skipped work?
Wow. Did you really?
I wouldn't do that again.
Just the one time.
Terry
it's okay.
Terry used to say that for Cubs games. He said, call in well today and go to a day game. So there you go.
Well, thanks so much. We appreciate it, Jim.
All right.
Take care,
everybody.
Bye.
Thank you. Do you know what else we did and we broke history?
What's this?
When we worked at the Loop radio station night times a long time ago, AOL first came to be. And people, if you're still paying for it, you don't have to. So call them and cancel it. You can get it for free now.
But same with your electricity. I can't believe people different. Still pay for that.
But AOL had, I can't remember the guy's name. I thought of it a little while ago. He got the first chat room together.
Yeah.
And we didn't know what to expect. And there was like a certain screen name you had to punch in, and you got to this chat room.
Mm-hmm.
And do you remember how amazed we were that we were?
Everybody was.
It was just, we're reading, hi, I'm listening in Florida, or I'm listening here. And it's like, it was just so cool. Yeah. So we broke history. The first AOL chat room.
Yeah.
Live as it happened. And now
this.
What
These
is
are the
this?
Bookends. It's I don't know what it is, but it's the first time. So yay.
All right, I think we have to take a break. Kevin is directing us to take a break.
All right. A break and then a little bit more show.
Not much more.
And then our crosstalk with nobody, because nobody's on after us, so we'll find out what they have coming up. Stick around, it's Bill and Wendy on the stream where anything can happen. It's WGN.
All right, it's Bill Leff, it's Wendy Snyder, and we have Todd Manley, who's hanging out in the studio. Stephanie Menendez is here. Are you here to talk or just to listen?
I actually came here because I heard there was salads.
Yeah.
But I'm happy to see you guys, too.
Oh, thank you. We come after salads.
Well, we used to have lunch together for the last year or so. It was our once-a-week lunch club, and we'd have lunch with Todd and Stephanie and Kevin.
Impeccable table manners for both of you, I might add.
Thank you.
Yep.
So I think, did somebody forget to tell them that we weren't going to be part of the lunch club today
because
we were working?
It was crazy. I was sitting alone in Club 720 with our lunch. And
where is everybody?
What's going on? And then I started sifting through some blogs and heard about this thing you're doing.
Now explain, the texting is a little confusing. If people want to text us during the show, no texting is allowed during the show? Is that true?
There isn't a text connection to the call-in number for the stream show. That's the challenge. So really, it's like as many of the texts that you can collect during the first 2 hours on 7200. That's awesome.
Oh.
Well, I mean, really, this is something we should figure out. It's a good, we didn't leap right in because we thought, people may want to just interact with DM on Twitter or, Facebook. Kevin did some stuff with Facebook Live, didn't?
Yes, he did.
So that's a great way, too. So it's really, trying to see who and how people want to engage. It's just like listening, too.
Yeah.
I mean, some people are listening on the app. Some people are listening on desktop. Some people listen on TuneIn or Alexa.
Okay. Will there be a text component at some point, or we don't know yet?
I think we figure that out.
All right.
Yeah. Do we need it? Do we
want
it?
Well, right now I'm just looking at the texts that should be going to Steve Bertrand, but they're not.
Right.
You suck. That's what they're saying to him.
What about telegrams? If someone wanted to send us a telegram, is that allowable during the show?
It is an option, though.
All right.
All right. We need to wrap up, but we need to finish these three calls because it's our first day and we might have to go over. Is that going to be a problem?
Oh,
look at that.
Are we allowed to go over?
Oh, a bonus hour?
Bonus cool. minute. Oh. Hi, Marcia. You found us.
I did. I am so glad to.
Was it difficult?
Not really. I have a problem with my tablet because I am just learning it myself. It's a Fire, and I'm still learning it myself. So, but I found you, and I'm really excited about that. But I had a question. What, if anything, is coming on after you on the stream?
Well, if you leave it on this stream, isn't it just going to go back to regularly scheduled programming on WGN Radio, Todd?
Right, yeah.
So you could just leave it here.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And the only time it'll vary is between noon and 1 weekdays when it will take away the Wintrust business lunch and give you us. But other than that, you can just leave it on WGN Plus all the time and listen to our radio station whenever you want.
Oh, that sounds great. Okay, great.
Sweet. We are so
Thanks,
glad
Marcia.
You found us.
I am too.
thank you, Marcia.
So much.
Guys.
Bye.
I'll be listening.
All right, thank
Bye.
You.
All right, Joyce. Joyce found us too. Hi, Joyce.
Hi, Wendy. How are you today?
Fantastic. How did you find us?
The same way I listen to you all day long, every day, on my computer as I'm working. And believe me, you guys really make my day.
Oh, Joyce.
Bill's tearing up.
I promised myself I wouldn't cry, and look at me. I'm crazy like that.
Okay, that's all right. Go for it, Bill.
All right.
Thank you so much for sticking with us.
Of course.
We appreciate that.
It's the bonus hour. It's like our little secret play here.
And it's funny. You guys, Wendy, I love when you laugh. When Bill makes you laugh, you have that giggle. It just makes me giggle.
Well, that's Bill's fault because he makes me laugh all the time. God, we're all so sweet to each other. When will this change? Tomorrow?
Tomorrow. Yep.
Yeah, we love you.
Thank you, Joyce.
Listen to you again tomorrow.
All right, we hope so. Take care. Thanks, Joyce. Bye. Every call has been positive.
I don't like it.
Something's wrong.
I'm used to not.
Something's very wrong.
I'm very uncomfortable taking the positives. Gail, it's your turn. You're our last call of the
day. Bash away. Are you going to bash us?
Yay.
Go ahead.
Okay. This is. You guys are great. I had no problem putting you on. Now, can we watch you?
Depends on when. Because when I'm getting ready for work, I'd be very uncomfortable with that.
Can they click on the watch live?
Yes.
And now, so you can't watch Steve Bertrand?
It's a separate video stream for you guys.
Oh.
Oh.
Now I'm going to have to wash my hair every day.
All of a sudden, I remembered that while I was eating my salad. And I'm like,
Okay, so will you be clothed or?
Mostly. It depends on the weather.
Okay, because, the summer's coming.
Oh, well.
Okay, because this is, going to be the little fun time.
Yeah,
we're not that fun. Trust us.
Okay, now that's number one. The number two, really quickly, is maybe at tomorrow's show or at some time. Can you explain those Matthew McConaughey commercials?
The Lincoln commercials that Matthew McConaughey does.
Yeah,
we're only on for an hour. I don't know if we can get it done in an hour, but we can try. Okay.
Well, maybe it'll be two or three shows.
All right. That sounds like a fun thing. Gail, you're the best.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
I was the one that called about my aunt who died, and she left $1 million to one of my five siblings.
Oh, right. And it wasn't you.
It was. That's why...
We remember you.
So sad.
No.
Well, Gail, call back whenever.
Well, I listen to you every day.
Thank you so much. We appreciate it.
Okay.
Thanks, Gail.
Bye-bye.
We got all the way through it. Nobody was injured, and all the calls were very nice.
Although we have to think of a better closing theme, Kevin. Yeah. Instead of boogie shoes, we're going to put our boogie shoes on right now and boogie on out of here, everybody. Thank you for listening. We could go all day if we wanted.
We could.
This is a bad edit, too. It's just the same trumpet sound.
You didn't specify enough.
Yeah, I guess.
All right. We need to thank Todd and Stephanie for not only providing us with lunch, but a place to work. Thank you guys for that. We really appreciate it. So this is the way it's going to be for the foreseeable future. The bonus hour will take place from noon to 1. And listen in, as we just found out, it's not that difficult. So, I mean, the tuning in part isn't. Sometimes the content might be. But the tuning in part is very simple.
Well, you seem a little more calm, cool,
I'm
and collected.
Much more calm now.
You know, we didn't know what to expect, and it's funny because we might spend a whole hour one day talking about the Matthew McConaughey commercials. It's a bonus hour to do with what we choose.
Right, right.
It'll be like our basement. Come by and hang out in our basement.
That's it. All right. So that's it for today, the first day. It'll be better tomorrow. It'll be better on Wednesday. It'll keep getting better and better, and we're thrilled that you're listening. And that's it. Nothing is next. We've come to the end of the planet. We're all going to fall off. Be very careful.
Buckle up.
All right. Bye, everybody. See you tomorrow. It's Bill and Wendy on WGN.